proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, in 1951 and continues till this day. It carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive The Everlasting Nation magazine, I encourage you to contact us here at IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. Recently, one issue of the magazine dealt with the important topic of prayer. Today, I want to share with you part one of an article concerning the prayer life of Jesus that was written by a good friend, evangelist Tom Palmer. I believe this will be a blessing to you. In 1 John 2, verse 6, the apostle writes these words, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself so to walk even as he walked." If we were to expand that thought a little further, we might add, "so to pray even as he prayed." The disciples certainly expressed a desire for this when they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Jesus was truly the master teacher on the subject of prayer, but it wasn't just what he said, but what he did that made the lesson undeniably clear. In Mark 1:35, we are given a glimpse into the prayer life of Jesus. It says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." This verse assumes greater significance when you understand that in only 16 chapters, the shortest of the Gospels, Mark records the earthly ministry of Jesus. Nearly 40 times in this book, we find the words straightway, immediately, forthwith, all of which are translated from the same original word, which means directly, at once, or soon. The Gospel of Mark is a fast-paced account that can be appropriately described as busy and on the move. Verse 35 is preceded by the account of the night before when all the city was gathered together, so that Jesus could heal many that were sick and cast out many devils, and his fame continued to grow. It is safe to conclude that Jesus had a very late night of ministry the night before we come to this verse. However, he did not allow busyness to hinder his prayer life, as is seen in three specific things in verse 35 that were very important to Jesus. Let's now examine the value of a quiet time. Busy people don't just find time to pray, they make time. Prayer was such a priority in the life of Jesus that he was willing to sacrifice desperately needed sleep to get up a great while before day. He began the new day with a planned time with the Heavenly Father. Just as we would make an appointment with our doctor or for a car repair, so it is good practice to schedule an appointment with God, as it were, to pray. If there is not a scheduled time each day that you have dedicated to prayer, likely it will never really happen. Prayer requires more than just good intentions. It requires intentionality. For many Christians, our 21st century culture has created an all-consuming lifestyle of busyness. The demands upon our time seem to control us around the clock. Yet it is important to understand that there is enough time in 24 hours for everything that is the will of God. Sadly, busyness tends to become more of a lousy excuse than a legitimate explanation. Quality time with the Lord is not enough, because a meaningful relationship also requires a quantity of time. Jesus constantly dealt with the stress factors of conflict, change, criticism, concerns, and crisis, but it was a time of divine communication that allowed him to maintain a stable approach to life. You know, life will always be busy, that's for sure. Yet we, like Jesus, must realize that prayer is absolutely essential in preparing us to deal with the business of home life, business, and even ministry. Prayer connects an individual to God. If one allows himself to live out of touch with God, there will be significant consequences to deal with. There is much to learn from the prayer life of Jesus. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I invite you to join us next time as we look at part two on the prayer life of Jesus. I believe this is so critical, especially for the times we are living in. Again, this is from an article recently published in IBJM's quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to obtain your copy of this magazine or desire to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.